Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
Because of repeated failures against Starfleet, Commander Makara was summoned back to the Imperial Alliance headquarters in the Thalian Zone to face the anger of the Imperial Master. She narrowly escaped execution and resumed her quest for the F-01 with a new battle plan.
Saved our lives, and then it disappeared before we could contact it. I don't understand.
Shiro?
Oh, Lamia.
Shiro, what are you doing here?
Nothing. Just contemplating the emptiness out there.
How vast it is, this galaxy.
Yes, it stretches beyond our comprehension. It's so enormous. One feels a human being counts for so little.
No. You mustn't measure your worth against the vastness of space.
And somewhere in that vastness is the sailing ship, the Skull, now lost to us again.
Shiro, you mustn't give up.
Of course I won't. But there is no answer to our hailing frequency. No response at all.
Have you not yet located the X-Bomber? Our time span to capture the F-01 is only 6 Earth months. We have no time to waste.
Commander, we do not even know if this F-01 is on board the X-Bomber or still hidden somewhere on the Earth.
No. The one who tried to contact the sailing ship, the Skull, is F-01. I know it. She is F-01. She's still on board the X-Bomber, I'm sure.
Then that's why the Skull attempted to contact the X-Bomber in order to get F-01.
But of course, that is why we must keep the sailing ship away from X-Bomber Orion.
But how, Commander? It's...
Commander Makara! Put me in command and I guarantee the destruction of X-Bomber.
Do not trust him!
Why, Captain Carter, I do find it strange that a former captain of Starfleet Command should make such an offer.
Commander, fear no deception. Captain Carter has been brainwashed by the ultra-solar rays. All loyalty to the Earth has been wiped from his mind. He is one of us now.
Captain Carter, your heroic deeds on Earth are well known to us. Your data informs us you are a truly remarkable man.
Thank you, Commander.
From this moment, you will use every endeavor on my behalf. Your skills will help the Imperial Alliance to final victory.
By your divine guidance, my commander.
Such loyalty, Captain. Orion, now learn how it should be done.
But, Commander...
Quiet, fool.
X-Bomber, you won't get away this time.
Well, PBA, any feedback from the trace?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I'd say they're in some other quadrant of space, Doctor. Millitons from us.
Keep monitoring. I know it's a slim chance that they'll pick up our signal, but it's essential that we contact the Skull.
My favorite pastime, wandering in galactic space doing absolutely nothing, if you know what I mean. All those stars around us, magical it's not.
Yeah, especially when we're low on power and running out of food. Adds a sense of panic to the mission.
Yeah, but I've still got my chocolate cookies, Hercules. They're really good. By the way, what's happened to Shiro? He asleep or something? He's late. Oh, no, he's not.
Sorry I'm late.
Much too long a rest period. Take your position, immediately.
Okay, okay. A human brain is not electronic like a robot's. We need to recharge our bodies.
Yes, our circuitry is superior. Yours is a little confused.
Now, PPA, a little human courtesy wouldn't harm you.
Sorry, not programmed for courtesy.
It's funny. We haven't seen Commander Makara for some time. I wonder why.
I'll tell you why. It's because we're gradually drifting out into the wilderness of space.
You mean, even she's given us up?
Lee, contact Starfleet Command.
Yes, sir. Starfleet Command, Starfleet Command, this is X-Bomber. Do you copy? This is X-Bomber. Starfleet Command, do you copy? Starfleet Command, please copy. There's no response. We're too far out for them to receive our signal, Doctor.
But that's not possible. We can't be too far out to communicate with them.
Our communication is intergalactic. Try again.
Calling Starfleet Command. Do you copy? No response, Doctor. We're completely cut off.
Keep trying, Lee.
Wait a minute. Picking up a signal on the trace. It's the skull.
What?
It says it's waiting on the planet Zenith. 20,000 millitons, Alpha Sector.
Feels good to hear from an old friend.
Alter course, 18 degrees, Alpha Sector. Full quantum speed ahead.
Full quantum speed ahead. Well, there's the planet Zenith.
Gosh.
Hey, look at that greenery. Looks like the whole of the planet is swarming with life.
Lee, try and make contact with the skull again.
Yes, Doctor. The skull, do you copy? This is X-Bomber. Dr. Ben, establish contact.
Excellent.
The skull is at position X5 on the stellar map. Okay?
Right. Prepare for landing.
Yes, Doctor. Descending right now. Look! There it is, Doctor.
That's the skull, all right. Looks like it's floating on a sea of trees.
Doctor, we have been instructed to land on the sea of trees in front of the skull.
Very well. We'll follow that instruction.
Landing procedures. Touchdown accomplished.
Good. Don't shut down the engines.
Why?
In case of an emergency, I want to be able to launch immediately.
Doctor, I liked your style.
Lee, open hailing frequency.
Yes, sir. Ship to ship open, sir.
This is Dr. Ben, commander of X-Bomber. Do you copy? I would like to talk to the captain of the Skull.
Why don't they respond?
Yeah, there seems to be something wrong. Starting to smell like a rat.
Captain of the Skull, please answer me. Why did you enter our solar system? And why did you contact the one you called your compatriot? Do you read me, Captain? Skull, we've made contact in order to clarify certain facts. The secret of the F-01. Is your compatriot whom you seek F-01? And we must know, what is the importance of the F-01? Skull, do you read me?
Doctor, why don't they answer us?
I don't like it. I'm getting very bad vibes here.
Nothing, but the frequency is still open.
Doctor, let me try to talk to them. Perhaps they want to talk to me and no one else.
All right. You may try, Lamia.
Captain of the Skull, this is Lamia. I'm the compatriot who responded to your call and tried to reach your ship. I have the pendant that will assure you who I am. I'm wearing it now. Captain of the Skull, If you want me to come alone, then I will.
Lamia, you can't go alone. Doctor, you mustn't let her.
Doctor? Yes, they confirm. She has to go alone.
It could be a trap, Doctor.
I'm ready. Please let me go now.
No, wait, Lamia. Not yet. As Hercules said, this could be a trap specially designed for you.
It is the skull.
But why don't they show themselves? It may be that we put too much trust in this sailing ship.
You're right, Doctor. There's something pretty fishy going on around here, you know.
Gentlemen, I don't like the look of this. Gyro, take us out of here, fast.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Ben, your apprehension is well-founded. But it's just a little late. You can't take off. Just try it.
What are you saying?
Your power boosters have stirred up the sea of trees. Can you not feel their violence all around you?
Look!
Pressure on both sides, sir. What do we do?
Gyro, take her up now.
Sir, main burners firing. Darn, she won't move.
Resume contact. Identify yourself.
What the?
Oh, the skull is disappearing.
It's vanishing.
It was never really there. It's only a hologram.
The Alliance. We just can't break free.
Gyro, you'd better stop. The trees are reacting violently. Because of our burners, just like he said.
That's great. You mean to say the stronger the jet stream, the more violent the trees will become?
Gosh, what do we do now?
Gyro, right, stop main engines. We'll just have to wait.
I tell you, I'd like to find out who's playing these dumb games with us.
Ah, alien ship approaching, lower quadrant.
Well, just as expected. Commander Makara's Alliance battlecruiser.
Good. This time we'll really blast him right out of the sky.
Just how? It can't be done. Remember, we've only half power.
Hercules, hold fire. Let me try reason one more time. Calling ship to ship. Alien Commander, you have been seeking F-01, and so have we. What is the secret that drives you to violate the peace of the solar system?
You'll understand its power soon enough. Do you really think I'd let you into its secret, Dr. Ben? Now stop stalling and hand Lamia over.
What are you saying? Tell us what you want with her.
We know it was Lamia who was contacted by the skull. We also know she was the one who tried to get to it. Hand her over.
Doctor, I'll go to them. Please don't stop me. At least we'll know at last what F-01 is.
No, Lamia, you can't go.
Your time is running out. If Lamia doesn't step outside X-Bomber immediately, we will attack.
Dear, I cannot let you go. Even if you are F-01, more especially if you are, I will not, ever. We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated by these barbarians.
But, Doctor, you are in trouble because of me.
Listen to me. You are as precious to us as life itself. We'll find some way out.
Dr. Ben, your time is up. Lamia has not left your ship. All of you, prepare to die. Fire lasers!
Darn it. These creepers are cramping my style.
The enemy at attacking from 6th Quadrant.
All right, prepare to take off.
We can't move from here now, Doctor. The vines are wrapped all around us.
Move! We're wasting time. By attacking us, they're setting us free.
Setting us free?
Stupid boy, so slow in reaction, setting us free! Their attack will damage the X-bomber, but it will also damage the vines, and so we'll be able to escape.
Now you understand? Positions for takeoff. As soon as the vines are burnt by their lasers, we move. Quantum speed, full ahead.
Kirara, we have to stay here. We haven't any choice. If X-Bomber is destroyed, we'll die together. At least that way they won't get F-01.
Now, Shiro, take her up.
Firing burners.
X-Bomber, you can struggle all you want. You're not going anywhere except to your grave.
Look, Dr. Ben, your efforts are useless.
After we interrogate Lamia, we'll return her to you, so please cooperate.
You hear that? What do you want to do, Doctor? He said he'd return her to us afterwards.
You don't think you can trust what they say, do you?
Darn it, Doctor! These vines are tying me up in knots!
You're very stubborn, Dr. Ben. Well, you leave me no choice but to blow you to pieces. Stand by with the Delta laser.
Delta laser is ready, sir.
The Delta laser? That will destroy the entire planet! I have never had to resort to the ultimate weapon.
Ha ha! Well, the captain learned much from his brainwashing. Not many, even in the Alliance, know about our secret Delta laser.
Delta laser in position, sir.
Good. The target is X-Bomber. Stand by to fire.
Holy! What's happening out there?
What? Defeat the skull first. X-Bomber can wait till later.
Hey, they've stopped attacking.
The skull in right upper quadrant.
What? The real skull?
No hologram.
We must seize the moment. Quickly, take her up, Shiro.
But how? How, sir?
First, all power from outer shields. Then, transfer from main shields and lift off. Dangerous, but our only chance.
Let's go for it, sir.
Now, forward thrust.
We did it, sir. We're free of the trees.
Thank you, Skull. You saved us once again.
No major damage from attack, sir.
You made it this time, Doctor. But you won't escape the next time we meet.
The Skull is getting away, Commander!
Getting away? F-01 was nearly ours. Go after the skull and destroy it. Then we will deal with X-Bomber.
That was very close.
It sure was. What about the skull, Doctor? We can't let Makara blow it to pieces.
You're right. Change course. We must go to their aid.
Speed. We can't keep up with him.
Let it go, Termoids. I'll devise a new battle plan.
Is this an example, Captain, of how it should be done? You're responsible for the attack. Explain its failure if you can. Commander Makara, we need no longer follow this worthless fool.
You're wrong, as usual, Orion. I find Captain Carter's tactics quite excellent. Captain, well done. I look forward to your next battle plan.
Thank you, Commander.
It's not fair.
We can't keep up with the skull, Doctor. We must be losing power.
As I feared, we've sustained damage to main shields. PPA, I want damage reports.
Yes, Doctor. I will give you a thorough report.
I wonder where Commander Makara was during that last attack. That new commander's voice reminded
Gyro,
me of...
keep X-Bomber on course.
Sorry, sir.
X-Bomber escaped from the Sea of Trees and renewed its search for the skull. But its power generators were now badly damaged. Would they be ready to face the next challenge from the Imperial battlecruiser's mysterious new commander of operations? On a strange, devastated planet, Shiro and the crew of Dai-X respond to a call for help. But the planet is haunted by the curse of war, and our three young pilots are faced with a battle for their lives. Will Dai-X prevail? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet. We'll be right back.